Hi, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's Dave Gibson, and today's show is on the sound of chakras. We're going to talk a little bit, but we're going to be listening to a lot of music. We're mostly going to be doing guided meditations and just getting into the sound of the chakras. And our intention today is for all chakras to be in alignment at the same moment, simultaneously, because this is really the portal into a higher state of consciousness where we're all one on the universe, in the universe, and with everyone else on the planet. But before we get started, I'll tell you briefly about what's going on here. We've got a meetup coming up that I haven't even posted yet that is on Friday, February 25th. We're going to be watching the video that I did of nature visuals to the Unconditional Love song. And it's about a one-hour video, but we're going to be doing meditations as well. We also have an open house on Sunday, February 20th from 1 to 6 p.m. So if you're in the area, come on by. We get really high doing sound healing meditations, and also some a little bit of lecture or demonstration and such. It's always a good time. We put people on the sound table as well and sound chair. We have our sound chair working again. And then we've also got, if you wanted to join the sound healing audio production class online, that would start on this week. You could start either Monday, Tuesday, or I've got someone starting a little late on Friday. You could join in. We also have the online sound healing certificate program, and you could jump in on just about any time this coming week. So if you're interested, call us at 415-777-2486. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. All the information is at soundhealingcenter.com. Our next semester for the programs here at the Institute are coming up May 23rd. If you pay in full by March 1st, you get a discount. We also have the summer intensive starting, I think it's June 12th, for 2 weeks straight. And that's the first half of the certificate, and the second half is in August, although a lot of people take the first half and only. So you can do the second half online if you wanted to get the certificate. That's 2 weeks, day and night for 2 weeks, and we've been doing it quite a few years and haven't killed anybody yet. In fact, people go really deep. It's really, really great. You get into the zone and you don't leave for 2 weeks. So all of that's happening. That's about it for now. We do have CDs at all the CDs you'll be listening today are at soundhealingcenter.com/music.html. Although if you just go to soundhealingcenter.com, you'll see the link to the store. And you can find the music from there as well. So today we're talking about chakras. You know, it's interesting, in the field of sound healing, one of the main areas that people tend to agree on is that the different chakras are C, D, E, F, G, A, B. They're the different notes, C to B, on the normal scale. However, it's interesting, of course, we talk about different tuning systems here, and that the natural or the tuning system that we use, called equal tempered tuning, that most of our music is on, like 99% of the music we listen to is tuned to, does not exist in nature. So when we use C to B, there's no way that it could be actual chakras, because there's nothing in nature that's based on equal tempered tuning. So we look at just intonation tuning, which is based on the harmonic structure, and we go into that in more detail in the classes. But what's interesting is, you know, around here we actually believe that everybody has their own root frequency, and then the chakras go up from that frequency. So we actually teach you how to actually find your root soul frequency, and we've done that quite a few times in the radio shows as well. And then they go up bit by bit from there. But the only weird thing about the C, actually there's a couple of weird things about the C to B chakra system. First of all, you would think that if you played all seven notes at the same time, it would sound good. But if you play C, D, E, F, G, A, B on a keyboard all at the same time, it doesn't sound good. It sounds a little dissonant. And that bugs me, because I would think that all the chakras at the same time are a very harmonious thing. And I think that's the ultimate goal, is to get them all humming, balanced, at the same moment, simultaneously. The other problem with the C to B system is I think of the lower chakra, the base chakra, as a really low note. And the crown chakra is a really high note, actually a higher note that I can sing, even like an octave higher than. Okay. Well, if you go from C to B, that's not like the full range of frequencies that I just did. It doesn't make sense. It seems like the chakras go the full range of frequencies, which is about seven octaves in our normal musical system. So I like to think of the chakras as seven octaves. And then you could go up, you know, an octave and then go over a note and then go on up an octave and go over to another note. So like C and then up an octave to D and then up an octave. But I like to often do the same note, C, 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 every octave, seven octaves. And this second meditation we're going to play is based on that. On this first song called Chakra Journey, I actually used B flat, which is what the company NutraEnergetics came up with from their system, where they send quantum energy through the body and ping different organs. So it's basically going up an octave on each B flat. So what I'd like to do is go ahead and play this song, Chakra Journey, which is about 30 minutes. And I'll stay online here, and I'm going to let you know when each chakra begins. Okay, it's about 4 minutes per chakra, and I'll give you a little bit of ideas to work with for each chakra. The main idea is to tune into the energy and balance each chakra. So let's go ahead and play Chakra Journey with the intention of balancing each chakra. First, we have the root chakra. The root chakra is about grounding to earth, being in your body. It's about survival, which brings in money issues. It's about really feeling gravity in your body. Feel gravity at the base of your spine, pulling you to the center of the earth. Some of these songs have really low bass, so if you don't have, if you're just on a computer speakers, you may not hear the low bass. If you can connect bigger speakers, it's much better. The root chakra. Bring this sound into your root chakra at the base of your spine. Ground. Thank you. go to the second chakra, the element of water. It's about two things: sensuality, feeling, emotions. Often stuck emotions get stuck in the second chakra. They need to be moved through. So bring this sound in to calm any stuck emotions, to allow them to flow and return to your sensuality, feeling good in your body.
Stronger in case you've been criticized. So
specifically the heart chakra. How open is your heart? How much love is in your life? How loving are you? Open your heart completely now. move on up to the sixth chakra. We open the third eye with laser logic and clarity, with intuition. Everything becomes clear. Let the sound balance your third eye. We now move on up to the crown chakra with a direct connection to Source and Spirit. The thousand-petaled lotus opens with pure light. And chills come pouring in. We're now going to do another meditation. This one, the whole goal is to tune into all seven chakras at the same moment. This is in the key of C. Enjoy.
Tune in to the root chakra, your grounding, and connect your root chakra to the lowest frequency you can hear in this music. Bring that frequency into your root. Tune into your second chakra while keeping the frequency of the first chakra going. The second chakra is your emotions and sensuality. The second chakra is an octave higher at both frequencies, the lower and the higher. Both chakras at the same time humming. Tune into the third chakra while keeping the first and second present and humming with those two frequencies. The third chakra is your will and your internal power. That frequency is hear that frequency in the music, along with the other two. All three going at the same time now. Chakra and connect it to throat chakra, connecting to creativity and being able to speak your truth. Listen for the frequency in the music at all five chakras at the same time now. Third eye, where you find your intuition, that frequency is. Get that going with the others. Hear that frequency in the third eye, along with all the other five. Feel them all at once. Now tune in to the crown chakra, one octave higher than I can sing. The highest frequency you could imagine in the music. And tune in to all seven chakras at the same time.
hard to speak. Just hold this stillness. As long as you can. Tuned into all chakras at the same time. Can hold this energy for the rest of your life. This peace and stillness and awareness of multi-track mind connects us to everything and everyone on the universe. Hold it as long as you can into the night. Through the weekend. Through the rest of the week, next week, weeks to come. Imagine holding it months, for months, this stillness. And may at some point all of us hold this frequency forever. Lifetime after lifetime. May the peace remain with you.